Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Zach's Tech Talk Tuesday. My name is Ryan McQueenie, and today we will be talking about the biggest story of the past week, which has the potential of being the biggest story of the entire year, Tesla's mysterious proposed deal to go private. Yes, I know, to be fair, Tesla is a car company. This is the Tech Talk Tuesday podcast. In the past, we have given the green light to talking about Tesla on this show because of how influential the company is in the technology industry, because I think there's a good overlap between people following our top tech stocks and people following Tesla. So we're going to talk about this story today because, well, it's all anybody can seem to talk about these days. So we're just going to do our best to recap the story so far, saving a bit of speculation for the end of the episode. And with that said, let's take a trip back in time to about 1 week ago when Tesla shares surged. It was actually last Tuesday when this all started. Tesla shares started surging after Elon Musk tweeted that he was considering taking the company private. Musk's tweet, which was sent in the late morning hours Tuesday, implied a take private price of $420 per share for Tesla, and also suggested that funding had been secured to make the deal happen. If you haven't seen the tweet yet, it's absolutely amazing. It literally just says, considering taking Tesla private for $420, funding secured. That's it. And then he just didn't tweet again for like 2 hours. It was amazing. Interestingly enough, just to get our timeline straight here, just about 10 minutes before that tweet happened and then the subsequent tweets started rolling in, reports emerged that the Saudi Sovereign Wealth Fund had recently built a 3% to 5% stake in Tesla, and I promise that gets important again later. Trading of Tesla last Tuesday was actually briefly halted as Musk eventually clarified the go private plan in an official blog post, which in typical Musk fashion lashed out at short sellers and said going private might help protect the company from distractions. My colleague Maddie Johnson and I discussed that bit of information at length in last week's Friday Finish Line podcast, which I'm sure some of you listened to. But just thought it was funny how he wanted to protect the company from short sellers and attacks, which will create distractions and short-term swings in the stock price while doing that actively by creating this distraction of randomly tweeting out a go private plan. Anyway, again, we elaborated on all of that last Friday. If you want to check out that episode, we had a bit of fun with it. Anyway, the tweets started rolling in, one of which indicated that Tesla shareholders would have the choice between selling their positions or holding on to partial ownership of the private company, which doesn't really sound like a standard go private move and raised even more questions. Speaking of questions, people at the time were curious about how exactly this deal would work and where this funding, this secured funding, would come from. You know, to many people who understand or have seen go private deals in the past, it seems like Tesla would likely have to buy back all of its public shares, meaning that the supposedly secured funding would have to amount to about $70 billion. Not including debt. That's considering the $420 per share price point that Musk tweeted about. So we looked to the largest shareholders. Musk is the company's largest shareholder himself with about a 20% stake. And then the next three are in typical investment firms, T. Rowe Price, Fidelity, and Baillie Gifford, all of which declined to comment on the proposal last week, according to a report by CNN Money. That was really interesting. Shout out to that report. I would check that out for more details. Anyway, we got some of these answers cleared up yesterday when Musk published another public blog post on the Tesla site, which confirmed that his tweet that funding to take the company private had been secured, that the funding was secured. That notion was based on multiple and ongoing conversations with the Saudis. Remember, I promised you that the Saudi Sovereign Wealth Fund would be important later, and here it is again. So, Musk wrote, going back almost 2 years, the Saudi Arabian Sovereign Wealth Fund has approached me multiple times about taking Tesla private. Recently, after the Saudi fund bought almost 5% of Tesla stock through the public markets, they reached out to ask for another meeting. That meeting took place on July 31st. I left the July 31st meeting with no question that a deal with the Saudi sovereign fund could be closed. That's the end of the quote. So yeah, a couple weeks ago, Elon Musk sat down in a room with representatives from the Saudi sovereign wealth fund and discussed taking Tesla private. Really a game-changing revelation there, but it's important for a number of reasons. First, it officially confirms reports that the Saudi fund has been building a stake in Tesla. So we know that that at least is a fact. Saudi sovereign wealth fund has about a 5% stake in Tesla now. News that Musk had met with the Saudis also confirms that Musk had been considering the go private deal for at least that couple of weeks before revealing these plans on Twitter, which confirms what Tesla said in a follow-up to these tweets last Wednesday. So the Tesla board on Wednesday, day after the tweets, did say, hey, you know what, he approached us about this idea last week. So now we know that is true as well. But perhaps most importantly, Musk's meetings with the Saudis probably or might or at least are going to be his defense from an SEC probe into whether Tesla violated rules which bar publicly traded companies from revealing plans to buy or sell securities if management does not actually intend to act upon those plans, does not have the means to complete such a move, or are simply trying to manipulate share prices. So that was a huge thing in the wake of the tweets was this has to violate some sort of SEC protocol, right? I mean, you can't just be a CEO tweeting out these details of a go private plan randomly on a Tuesday morning because you feel like it. There has to be some sort of proper procedure. Well, yes and no, and precedent is limited here. We know that there's this weird kind of gray area Reed Hastings rule that was born out of Reed Hastings tweeting or sharing on Facebook some subscriber details, non-public subscriber details about Netflix a few years ago. He was warned by the SEC. That kind of established a bit of precedent here. And then there are these existing rules which bar publicly traded companies, as I said, from talking about these plans if they're not in essentially real plans, if they're not intending to go through with them or if they don't have the money. So essentially what the defense would be here is, well, after this July 31st meeting with the Saudis, we believed we did have the funding. We'll see if that defense holds up as the SEC probes further. I'm sure they didn't just drop the probe yesterday after hearing that. But the plot got even thicker today as Tesla's board earlier this morning issued a statement saying that it had formed a special committee of three independent directors to study the proposal and confirmed that it had not endorsed the idea of taking the electric car maker private just yet. Wanted to read a direct quote from the statement that came out this morning, so I'll do that now. Quote, the special committee has not yet received a formal proposal from Mr. Musk regarding any going private transaction, nor has it reached any conclusion as to the advisability or feasibility of such a transaction. End quote. So in other words, not only has he not officially proposed the deal, we have not even come close to making up our minds on it. So we're clearly a long way from this happening if it does end up happening. And the fact that there's not even an official proposal from Musk yet, to me, implies that perhaps this is not as serious as it once was, that perhaps going back to the other part of the SEC rule, which is does not actually intend to act upon these plans, there's a very good chance here that this was one of these Musk things that happen where it does serve as a bit of a distraction, where he just likes to control the narrative. He likes to make sure that our public conversation, our media conversation about Tesla is pointed in the right direction. This seems like a strange way to do it, but Musk has been known to want to control the narrative in the past, and it wouldn't shock me if this was all kind of part of that existing ego, existing personality that you get when you subscribe, when you invest in a company like Tesla that has a leader like Musk. So that's the bit of speculation that I hinted at. I honestly don't know where this goes next. I don't know how long the SEC probe will take to play out. I don't know how long the conversations with the Saudis will take to play out. I don't know how long this advisory committee that Tesla is putting together will take to kind of come up with their own ideas. Could take weeks, could take months, could take a matter of days for all I know. I mean, this whole thing has developed so quickly that it's hard to even guess where it's going next. But that's the story so far. I think that I've gotten my timeline relatively correctly, and I think I've gotten basically all of the essential information. I'd love to hear from you guys. It seems like I've been talking into a lot of mics and cameras about this deal, and I haven't had a lot of conversations with real human beings about this proposed go private deal. So if you'd like to join in on the conversation, or if you feel that I missed something, or if you thought I got something wrong, or if you want me to cover a different story completely, feel free to shoot me an email at podcast@zacks.com. While you're there, while you're online, make sure to check out all of our other audio content at zacks.com/podcasts. And remember to subscribe and leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts. We are also available on Spotify now. Search Zacks Investment Research there, and you'll be able to find all of our shows. That does it for us today. As always, thank you so much for listening to the Zacks Tech Talk Tuesday show. We will see you next time.